everybody. I wanted to do this podcast on social media is your power. Social media is your power. And by that, I mean in every sense of the word. When I tell you that it's your power, it's your power. I think a lot of people view social media as just entertainment. You know what I mean? A lot of people view it as it's just for entertainment. It's just to be entertained. Don't take it that seriously. And we're going to get into it today. I just wanted to say hello. My name is Anna Sisk. If you guys don't know me, I have been an entrepreneur, network marketer for about the last, I'd say for the last 10 years or so. And I have been here on this platform, of course, in several businesses. I've done a lot of things. I've had very, very good sales in pretty much every company that I've been a part of. I've actually recruited a lot of people, thousands and thousands of people into businesses. And, you know, I've had some good, you know, some good opportunities. I've had some bad ones as well. But, you know, when I give you guys advice and I really come on these podcasts, I'm really serious about this journey because, you know, I'm here to help the masses. I'm here to help you guys become great. I believe that no matter what company you're in, no matter what opportunity space you're in, you do have a social responsibility. Social media is your power, people. And if you use it to your benefit, if you use it for good, it is going to come back for you and to you. You know, I've been on this platform. I've done, you know, a lot of content. Actually, I've been branded a digital creator by Facebook. And I, you know, have been, you know, just really, really digging deep into social media for a lot of years. I do stay up on the trends as far as the algorithms and how things change in social media. I feel like, you know, social media can be beneficial to so many people if you use the platform correctly. And, you know, if, you know, you really pay attention to the statistics and your stats and the insights in your social media, you will see how many people really are affected by the things that you post. I've had people come to me on several occasions, and I have people messaging me as of right now in my inbox telling me that I have changed the way they look at certain things, meaning whatever topic that I'm specifically targeting or talking about, you know, it hits home for a lot of people. Some people have told me that I've helped them not commit suicide, and, you know, because I've inspired them to look at life differently. I've helped people in relationships as far as, you know, mending their relationships, really looking at relationships when I really talk about relationships. A lot of the topics that I do hit on is in the area of, you know, physical fitness, mental health, you know, how you treat your partner, how you treat yourself, self-love. I'm big on self-love because I feel like people right now need it the most. I feel like there's so much negativity in the world that people need that positive space where they can talk about, you know what I'm saying, the things that have hurt them in the past or the things that they've healed from. And for me, because I'm in a healing journey, I'm on my healing journey right now as far as healing my mind, healing my soul, my spirit, mending a lot of brokenness that has been plaguing me for years. I, you know, got married very young. You know, got thrown into the responsibility role of being a mom and a wife very young. And then on top of that, having a very sick parent. My dad was dying of cancer, and I've had to deal with a lot of pain from that because when my dad died, my family was completely broken, okay? And when I tell you it was broken, I'm talking it was completely destroyed. So, you know, When I hit on these topics that I do go on social media and share with you guys, it's because I personally have gone through some things, okay? And I want to help you guys get out of that mentality of thinking that you're the victim when you are the victor. And I think that a lot of people on social media really just play around with it. If you're in network marketing and you have a business and a business opportunity, it is your social responsibility to really play out this platform in a way that's very honest and stick true to your story. A lot of people hype up a lot of stuff that isn't who they are. And for me, when I share stuff on my platform, it is not fictional, okay? It is not made up. It is not something that I wish would have happened to me. It's things that I've gone through in my life, things that I've experienced in network marketing that have made me grow and really into this fierce woman that I am today. Because, you know, things don't affect me the way they used to affect me before. You know, a lot of people get on this platform and think, you know, it is an attack towards you because you have trolls on your social media platforms. So what happens is when you have a lot of negativity coming at you, when you're trying to start out your platform on social media with your business or whatever you got going on, you know, some people just shut down. And instead of ignoring that, you shut down your business, you shut down your opportunity to have something amazing. And people don't want to deal with negativity. People don't want to deal with trolls or people saying negative stuff about them because, you know what I mean? It's hurtful, you know, and I get it. I get it totally. I've had some people come on my social media sites and really insult me to the point where they even cuss at me and call me names. And I even had a woman make a video on YouTube about me once. So, you know what I mean? I mean, it's not like, you know, I don't get bad press or I've never gotten bad press. I have gotten a lot of bad press. I've gotten injustice of things that have been said about me that are not true. And people think that they know you, but they don't really know you. And so for me, I kind of clap back a little though. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the type of person to sit down and take stuff and be like, oh yeah, go ahead. Just say what you need to say. No, if you insult me, sometimes I will clap back at you depending on, you know what I mean? What it's about or what we're talking about. Because a lot of people too tend to think that I'm very flashy, you know, with my appearance. You know what I mean? Like I'm a curvy girl. You know what I mean? I'm lean, but I'm curvy in some ways. And so people get insulted by my curves and I don't apologize for my curves because I'm a Latina. You know what I mean? It just happens that we have curves and, you know, for us, you know, we don't try to look, you know, super sexy. It's just the way our culture is. Our culture is very exotic looking. Our culture is very, you know what I mean, spirited. We're spirited people. We're happy. We're, you know what I'm saying? We're very fire driven as far as like we're on fire for things. We're passionate. Yeah, there's the word, passionate. And so I'm a very passionate person. So when I come across your feed or you see me on social media, you know, I might be a little spicy. Or I might be too spicy for you, right? And if I am, then I, you know what I'm saying? That's too bad for you. You know what I mean? I can't help it. This is just who I am. I'm a Latina. You know what I'm saying? I have, you know what I'm saying? A lot of cultures within me. You know what I'm saying? I have Asian. I have, you know what I'm saying? Indian and Mexican. So, you know what I mean? I can't just downplay, you know, my culture of who I am. I am, you know what I'm saying? A breed of cultures within me. So for me, of course, I look a, you know, certain way on social media and people get offended and I don't apologize for it. That's just the way it is. But what I'm trying to tell you guys is social media is your power, is your story is huge on social media. For a lot of you network marketers or a lot of you trying to do business, you know, you're not really talking about why you joined the company that you're in. You don't give people the backstory of how you came across network marketing or why did you even consider doing what you're doing right now. People don't even know your purpose behind your makeup line or your wellness line or, you know what I'm saying? Or even worse, guys, if you're in the fitness and wellness space, you're in the wellness company and you have wellness products, I think it's huge to have a transformation. You know, I see people that have been in the company for years, okay? I'm talking about 3-5 years and there's been no transformation. I haven't seen you lose not even a pound. And so for me, you know, a consumer, okay, say I'm a consumer and I'm looking for a wellness product. I'm going to look for a wellness product that I see people getting results. I don't want to be part of something that is not going to give me results and I'm just going to buy it just to support you. You know what I'm saying? I need to believe in your product and in you. And so for a lot of you that are in the wellness space, you're not even promoting wellness. You're not even looking like wellness. You know what I mean? Like if Jillian Michaels, okay, for instance, gained about, I don't know, 50 pounds and she was still promoting her wellness journey, right? Or her wellness product. Do you think people would be like, well, Jillian's not taking her fitness very seriously. She is out of shape and I don't know if I want to buy this shake from her or this tea or whatever she's selling, right? I mean, if Jillian Michaels never would have had a transformation and she wouldn't have never told you that she was dedicated to the fitness world, you know, and you didn't see it with your own eyes, I don't think she would be as popular as she is now. You see what I'm saying? And I mean, it just goes for a lot of people. I pay attention, you know what I mean, to people. Like even, you know, there's a lot of celebrities right now. They're promoting their skincare. They're promoting their products, you know. And what I see with that is I'm like, okay, I need to see results. I need to see a lady that's 50 years old, you know, and her wrinkles are diminishing within 30 days. I need to see a before and after. You see what I'm saying? I mean, there has to be some type of proof that these products are working. And you know what? I mean, for me, I'm the type of consumer that has to see the receipts. You see what I'm saying? I don't, you know what I mean? And so social media is your power and you're affecting people with your results of your transformation, of whatever your company's promoting, of whatever you're doing. But most of all, guys, I see a lot of people just on social media to talk negatively about someone else. Or I see, you know, social media being a platform where, you know, we're tearing people down, in especially in network marketing. I see a lot of people, anti-MLMers as they call themselves, you know what I'm saying? Just talking about, you know, this company and that product. And, you know, and sure, there are companies, I'm not going to lie, there are companies that the products do not work. The products are not good. You know what I'm saying? And I can mention a couple, but I'm not going to, right? But for me, I'm just, it just bothers me that in this space, you know, so many people try to bring negativity to the creators. You know what I'm saying? And for me, I think when you're a digital creator and you really are a branded person on social media, you know, I think that your platform and your voice goes a lot further and louder than most. And for me, because my social media is going crazy right now, I have, you know what I'm saying, the most growth in the last 2 months and I've had in the last 10, 11 years, okay? I have a lot of people reaching out to me for advice. I have a lot of things that people have said that has helped them that I've spoken about. I've helped people get out of depression. I've helped people not want to commit suicide. I've helped people, like I said before, with their relationships and how they look at their spouse, or girlfriend, or boyfriend. I've helped a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, in their mental space where, you know, they feel like they're more stronger than they were before they came to my social media platform. And I feel so proud to say that, you know, everything I do is with intention, okay? Everything I put out on social media is with intention to help somebody. I don't want to be this person that's here on social media just to make money, because that's not what I came on social media for. And I feel that I need to tell people my story. And I have so many stories within me that you guys don't even know about yet. But I do want to put it out in a book one day. I do want to put it out where you guys can see, because if you guys really pay attention to these creators sometimes, everybody has a story. Everybody has a story to tell. You know, a lot of people think that social media, like I said, it's just for entertainment. You're just here to tell jokes and show some memes. And, you know, yeah, a lot of people do that with their social media. And if you do bring happiness to people by doing that, then that's fine. You know what I'm saying? If that's what you're trying to do. But, you know, I feel that my purpose is calling is huge right now. And I feel that I need to tell you guys, you know, this important thing is that social media is your power, because it is. If you use the platform for good, a lot of good is going to come back to you. And for a lot of you that have a business right now, depending on whatever you're in, you know, it doesn't matter. You have a voice, and your voice can be heard by thousands and thousands of viewers, okay? And especially if you're on TikTok, especially if you're doing video content, especially if you're sharing and sharing and sharing, your videos are getting viewed over and over and over. and people are seeing, you know, what it is that you're talking about. And nobody's really trying to teach you this stuff. And I'm coming here on my podcast to teach you because I feel that it's my social responsibility to help you guys out. Because I feel that everybody right now is so, so upset because of the recession that we're under or we're going through, because of the gas prices. All I hear is all this drama about this and that. And you know what? Yes, we're going through some stuff, but you know what? In life, you're going to go through some hurdles. You're going to go through some bad stuff in life. Life never promised you anything, right? I did a quote the other day. I said, you know, I've learned that in life, you know, life doesn't owe me anything, but I owe me everything. You know what I'm saying? And I've learned this. I've learned that life doesn't owe me anything. But I do. I owe me everything because I love me, right? And if you love yourself, you deserve more. You deserve better. And you deserve so much more. And you know, I have a course right now that I'm selling for $300. You know, and it will teach you, you know, everything you need to know about social media, about how to promote your product, how to really deliver your message, how to change your mindset, how to really, I mean, stuff that your sponsor is not teaching you, you know, stuff that, you know, you're not going to get from, you know, anywhere else, you know. And I have this course, and you could take, I think it, you could start, I think at, with a minimum of $100. I think I have a $100 course, and then I have a $150 course, and then I have another $300 course that you could take. But I mean, you know, this thing, well, it's going to walk you through how to really, really bring out your social media. You know what I'm saying? Because you know what? You can watch these, you know, certain courses and stuff, and you can go on YouTube and you can really watch some training and stuff, but you're not going to understand the fundamentals of network marketing and really what involves without any training. I think that everybody needs training. I paid for this thing myself, you know what I'm saying, so that it could teach me, you know, how to do my social media, you know. And I paid for this course myself. I got involved with one of my friends. She's actually the CEO of the company, and she's one of my good friends. And, you know, I told her, I said, you know, I'm going to promote this and I'm going to help the masses, because I want you guys to understand that there's so much to this that you're not looking into in your business. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people need help. And I'm actually selling this course for $300. Like I said, is the maximum, but that's the social media platform that everybody needs. You might think $300 is a lot. You might think, you know, that course is going to cost me a lot of money. But in the end, when you finish watching all the videos and it walks you through step by step, you're going to see that it's not that hard. Okay, you're going to see that, you know what you've been doing wrong. And it's going to show you, you know what I'm saying, the correct way to promote yourself on social media and brand your brand. I think that it's important to help brand yourself right now because of everything that's going on. I think network marketing is going to be the next big thing, you know, happening for a lot of people. People are going to join companies because people are going to want to be part of something amazing. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I mean? I'm a part of a couple network marketing companies. Actually, right now, I'm part of two network marketing companies. Okay? And I sell this course. And, you know, so that's three things that financially are stabilizing my finances. Okay? And, of course, I do a little bit of e-commerce. You know, I'll sell stuff on, you know, on e-commerce platforms. And I'll make my money instantly that way. But I do a lot of things, but I do them with intention to help the next person. And I feel like people need to have this kind of, you know, help, because I see you guys on here really just not making any money. And I'm like, you know, why are people failing? Because they don't know what to do. They don't. And so I want to help you guys. And I want you guys to reach out to me and let me know if you want this course, and be serious about it, because I don't play around with it. Okay. It's going to help you. And when I tell you it's going to help you, it's going to help you. It's a course that has several steps that are going to take you through your business or whatever you do. It doesn't matter if you're in a makeup business, doesn't matter if you're in a candle business, wine business, whatever it is, business, wellness, whatever it is that you do. But it's going to help you. And, you can reach out to me on Facebook at www.facebook.com/prosperityanna. You can inbox me, message me, and just let me know that you're interested in the course. And then I will send you the information. You can take a look at it and then decide if this is for you. But I feel that a lot of people need help right now and need to have this in their hands because of the way the world is going, and that social media can be your power to make so much money. You guys, I have made a lot of money online. And the thing of why I don't work as hard, but I work smarter, is because I've learned some things on social media. I've learned some things. I've learned how to get paid by Facebook and Instagram. I've learned how to, you know, just make money on everything that I touch, because I feel that if I make money, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to help other people make money. And that's just how it is. But I want you to learn the smart way. I don't want you to work harder. I want you just to just go out there and kill it in your business. Okay. And so, you know, you're helping so many people too in the process, because you know what, if my wellness products didn't help people lose weight, I don't think that I would be successful at my business. You know what I'm saying? And if I didn't help people fix their credit, I don't think that I would be successful at my business. If I didn't help people, you know, really look at social media with big wide eyes open, I think that people would be asleep right now. You know what I'm saying? And they would just, you know, fall away. And you guys probably have a beautiful opportunity right now you're sitting on, and you're not making any money. Especially you that are doing makeup, and you guys are in that type of business. I feel like, you know, makeup, you know, is something that everybody's going to need forever. Okay? Everybody's going to need some blush. It's going to need some lipstick, lip gloss, some eyeliner, some mascara. You know what I'm saying? People are going to need wellness products because people want to lose weight and look good and be healthy. You know, the health and wellness business and the makeup industry alone and skincare industry is one of the top selling industries right now, because people are always going to need those products. Okay. And so if you're not part of those type of businesses, you know, you need to become part of them now, because this is the time to really move forward to make your money while you're at home. Okay. So I hope that you guys take this seriously. I hope this audio helps you guys understand that your social media is your power right now, and you need to use it to 100% fullness. So reach out to me on Facebook at www.facebook.com/prosperityanna. Anna Sisk, if you really want to find me. S-I-S-K is my last name. So you guys can find me, get this course, and really help your business, really take it to the next level. I wish you nothing but success, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Take care. Bye-bye.